Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules to attend the second quarterly business meeting of the U.S. Commission on the Social Status of Black Men and Boys. This is a business meeting, so we anticipate it will be fairly short. It is 1:08 Eastern Standard Time. And at this time, again, I want to extend a warm welcome to all of our commissioners and our chairwoman, Congressman Frederica Wilson. Per the statute, a majority of the members of the commission, which is 10 members, constitutes a quorum. To establish the quorum, I will now call each member by name. Please note your presence by saying here. Chair Wilson?
Here.
Secretary Sharpton? Commissioner Beatty? Commissioner Bowman? Commissioner Brewer?
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Cesar? Commissioner Clark? Commissioner Colclaw?
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Dillard?
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Elder?
Here.
Commissioner Horsford? Commissioner Jeffries? Commissioner Johnson? Commissioner Marshall?
Present.
Thank you. Commissioner McBath?
Present.
Thank you. Commissioner McKeever? And Commissioner Holmes?
Here.
For the record, by my count, we have 10 commissioners present, and that constitutes our quorum. And now I will turn the presidings over to our chair, Chairwoman Wilson, and the first order of business will be the election of the chair. Thank you, Chairwoman Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The next order of business is the adoption of the agenda. May I have a motion to approve the agenda? Commissioner Beatty.
So moved. Oh.
Second.
Second.
Okay, it has been properly moved and second that we will move forward with the agenda.
Do we, Madam Chair, can you note that I am now in the meeting? I'm sorry, we were in CBC.
Yes, I need for all of the commissioners to know that the Congressional Black Caucus has a meeting every Wednesday at noon, and it goes until approximately 2:00. And later, whenever we do not have votes, and this just happens to be a day that the votes are at 5:00. So the commission, so most of the commissioners are members of the Congressional Black Caucus are still in the meeting, even though three of us are present today. According to this agenda and the business meeting, we're supposed to re-elect, or we're supposed to elect a chair. And so all of those in favor of the re-election of Chair Wilson, please let it be known by raising your right hand. It seems like a majority of us are in favor. So Congresswoman Wilson is now the chair and will proceed now to, I suggest at this time that we proceed to the business meeting or the report of our director. We will not elect our secretary today. So Chair Mark, will you proceed with your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So very quickly, we are proceeding on a number of fronts here at the commission. We would ask and remind all of the commissioners to take a look at our brief two-question survey. We still are trying to collect those, and that's an opportunity for you to speak to us on those elements and issues you'd like to see us raise and investigate. Some of you have done that, and thank you. And we're still asking for everyone to add to that. The commission has developed its hiring plan that follows an independent consultant's report. We are hiring an administrative officer. Those interviews will take place tomorrow. We have developed a vacancy announcement for a social media specialist, which fits in with our overall media strategy. And that vacancy announcement will be made, well, actually it's been made, and we've received a certified list of candidates, and we're about to schedule interviews for that. I want to thank the Williams Skinner Institute. We've been working with two outstanding fellows in developing a media strategy, and our rollout of our own dedicated web platform with a technology and content strategy, which we hope to be announcing to the commission very shortly. We are working on a series of project proposals that we will present to the chair, and we will share with the commission. And at this time, that's really the bulk of the report as it exists at this moment.
Thank you, Commissioner Moore. And now we're going to make sure that any new business, I want you to know that we are planning an on-site meeting with police and youth, and it will coincide with the Congressional Black Caucus in September. So just put a pin in that, and we'll give you more updates on that as we proceed. Would any of the members or the commissioners like to make any comments or suggestions or have any questions before we conclude the meeting? I'm so happy to welcome all of you back. Everybody, we're going to start having in-person meetings. We have a great budget that now has given us the opportunity for travel, and I hope to welcome you here on Capitol Hill as we proceed to have hearings and let everyone know that we do exist and that we do have a commission that's doing good work. Most of our work has been on Zoom. You know, we went through the pandemic, and at first we didn't really have the funding, but now we have the funding, we have a director, and we're going to move forward in a wonderful direction. If you have any suggestions, please forward them to me directly, or you can forward them to our director, and we will follow up with you. Any questions or concerns? Commissioner Beatty.
I don't have a question, but I would like to just say thank you. Reading through the documents and looking at our federal actions during the pandemic and the materials that have been provided has been most helpful. As a matter of fact, I have a young Black American who works in my office, who's very interested in the legislative process. So I've also assigned him to be like a staffer on this, so he can see firsthand things that affect young men younger than him, but also himself and his peer group. And so I think that could be very helpful to many of our young staffers who are just barely out of college, you know, 23, 24 years old. So I just really wanted to say thank you. I've learned a lot and enjoyed being on the commission.
Thank you. And you need to know that Commissioner Beatty and I had the opportunity to go to the NFL in New York. And while visiting with the NFL, I brought up to them the fact that sneakers played a major role in crime in the African-American community as it relates to Black men and to Black boys specifically. And so Commissioner Beatty has agreed that she would chair an initiative with the NFL and with, it was someone else you told me about, that we kind of like had a long conversation and tried to determine how many Black boys we had in public schools across the United States, well, in all schools, just across the United States, little Black boys, and it wasn't that many. And we're going to present a proposal to provide these children with sneakers, because sneakers and the condition of sneakers play an important role in dropout prevention in our schools, especially in middle school. Okay, so any other suggestions? Yes.
Just maybe an introduction of the new members.
Well, we don't have any new members, or do we? Oh, we have a new member? Okay, and who are you replacing? Tell us who you are and who are you replacing?
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Alexis Holmes, and I'm here on behalf of the U.S. Department of Education. And Chair Wilson, I'm replacing Christian Rhodes. So I am just so happy and grateful to be a part of the work here, and we're looking forward to working with all of you.
Okay, thank you. All righty. I see someone else raising their hand.
Hello, my name is Tina Louise Martin. I'm with the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. I'm the appointee of the staff director, Mara Morales, and I'm taking the place of Gerald Foster.
Okay. All right. Welcome. And we'll add you to the roster and make sure we have contact information for you. And when we see each other in person, I'm going to give everybody a great big commission hug. we haven't had a chance to do that, and I miss all of you. So thank you so much. Thank you. If there is no further business, this meeting is Lucy, Commissioner Lucy.
Thank you so much, Chairwoman. I really appreciate it. And I know that we were talking about, you know, actually doing field hearings, and I think that is an admirable and wonderful idea. As you said, we need to let our communities know that we exist and that we're doing the work and that our commission is actually law. I would like to suggest, maybe since we know that, you know, of course, gun violence is really crucial to our communities, I would love to be able to host in Georgia the commissioners for a field hearing on gun violence. Because not only is it affecting, you know, just, you know, African-American communities, but, you know, communities of color, API community, Hispanic community as well, are also affected. So I would love to be able to host in Georgia.
That would be just absolutely phenomenal. And we experienced a school shooting, another school shooting in Tennessee. So gun violence is something that we all are concerned about, and we need to address that. And we know your leadership role in that particular area. You have led this entire nation in that effort, and we appreciate that and are so lucky to have you as a part of our commission. And we look forward to working with you, and we will work with you to come up with a good date so all of our commissioners can be present at this particular summit or whatever you decide to have when we come to Georgia.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's yes, thank you. Okay, if not, this meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.